insurance plans. We are pursuing performance evaluations throughout the borough. Those are due to my office in June. And I would like to formally announce, David, why don't you stand up? We'd like to announce David McCollum has been hired as our permanent superintendent for Light and Power. I'd like to thank David. He interviewed very, very well. It's a position that has been unfilled, and I'd like to thank Dwight Yancey for carrying the reins in an interim capacity for a long time here. And pulling double duty, David will also retain his role as lead power generation mechanic in the meantime until we hire somebody else. I know his dad served the borough for a number of years in a leadership role. David, I think, will be a great leader for the department. And one of his big goals is to get electrical inspections back here at the borough, which is something that's been a pain point for a lot of residents. So I really look forward to working with David. Our director crew's excited, and we had a lot of young energy happening in the director crew and a lot of good momentum. So welcome, David. Last but not least, we have some events and dates to note. Planning and zoning met May 8th, planning unit development, WCA land sale, timber rezoning, all those things are happening. They will have a subsequent meeting to talk about the planning unit development and hopefully pass ordinance format to the assembly on June 12th. There was a good playground planning work session that was hosted here at the Nolan Center at noon the last Friday. Seen a lot of community comments on that one specifically. We live streamed it, we recorded it, and we noticed it several times. I think that's about as good as we can get here for public engagement, but would seek any other ideas that you guys have for public engagement opportunities. But that was a volunteer that spent her own money to come up here and provide her own input on our assessment of our parks, and I look forward to the evaluation of where we go. Thank you to Director Robinson for facilitating that offering. I had a work session moments ago. I have a summer meeting tonight. Hopefully we get out of here before midnight if I quit talking. And we have a work session on May 27th. Debt, ballot ordinances, and the permanent fund will be discussed. And then we'll have our normal May 27th work session. We have our borough budget work session for the FY26 budget development cycle on May 28th at 5:30, hopefully in the assembly chambers. That's a 176-page document, so we look forward to getting through that in one night. And we have the joint work session with American Cruise Lines on May 29th. We also have a lumber grading training right here in the Nolan Center, June 4th, with Matt LeBrenz, who puts on the lumber grading training. I know that many people have signed up. Kate, where can people go to sign up for that training?
We'll issue a notice later this week. So okay. There's a registration link and there'll be a flyer. I just got all the details from Matt yesterday.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
Can you repeat that for the...
We will notice opportunity for sign up on June 4th for the lumber grading training. This is an after the fact measure. The governor has supported the lumber grading in the state of Alaska, and we're looking at opportunities to take advantage of locally harvested timber here and reprocess into lumber for home building, potentially in other building activities. So to have some graders here in Randall would be a good thing that's able to stamp lumber. So that's going on. There's so much going on, but I'll stop at that. And I appreciate you all being here. We do work for you, and we might not always agree, but we like to. So appreciate your sentiments tonight.
And the manager's report is on our website. Assembly, do you concur with the three items for a future ballot measure, the potential voter ratified tax on alcohol and tobacco, the permanent fund draw request to repair the school roof, and a charter amendment to address governance of fiscal matters? Can I have your approval that we move forward on those?
I don't know what, especially that last one, I have no idea what that is.
Will you explain that? Speak directly.
Is that the $75,000 rate study?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to talk about the rate study? Sorry, I missed that. Yeah.
The charter amendment.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, the charter amendment would address the permanent fund draw specifically. So that's something that would go hand in hand. I could have put those in one bullet point. So sorry to conflate the two.
I got lost. There's a $75,000 water rate study.
There is.
Is what this is?
No. The rate study is just something that we have an opportunity to do that's free money for $75,000 if the assembly wants to proceed in that direction. That doesn't go to the voters, you go to the...
I don't understand what the charter... What the
so, So, to clarify, Assemblymember Dalrymple, what this is it's a charter amendment for a permanent fund draw. So our charter requires a vote of the people to draw off the permanent fund, which is something we should continue to have. It's their money that was received during the Ted Stevens era that we put $5 million in, that's grown to about $12 million now. But it's something that if you drop past the sustainable yield of that permanent fund, that you have to get a vote of the people because it'll involve taking out some of the corpus related to that fund. The charter amendment specifically would be for stripping out the portion of the corpus related to the pool. If you read through the permanent fund, a portion of the corpus is related to pool replacement and pool activities. Administration's proposing that we have one permanent fund with one purpose, which is infrastructure replacement. We get to prioritize as an assembly manager what the priorities are instead of limiting a portion of the corpus to the pool. So hopefully that clarifies a bit better.
Thank you.
And we'll have to speak up because they're having trouble hearing us. All right, moving right along. Borough clerk's report, please.
I have nothing else to report.
All right, and again, the report is on our website. Item 9, Mayor and Assembly Business. We do have a letter opposing Senate Bill 161 that we will send off. The Assembly agrees to that. Assembly Member DeBoard.
So, I totally support our fishermen here. I think the intention was to catch the big trawlers up north. And unfortunately, our smaller operators have gotten caught in it. I don't know enough to really say even yes or no, but what I would like to see as part of this would be a vessel length requirement. I think that would kind of protect our local people while hitting the central cruise ships with trawl beams behind them up north that are decimating the fisheries, because it's crazy what they've done up there. And there, something needs to be done, but that just makes no sense.
Correct. And I believe there are amendments being proposed as we speak. Assembly Member Robbins.
Yeah, so there should be amendments that would it wouldn't affect shrimpers or the smaller trawlers. This would be the larger trawlers, specifically I believe the pollock trawling industry. And also outside trawlers, not local trawlers. I think that Senator Cronk, again, was a good idea, you know, it's a good thought to do this. I think it was just something that he wanted to get out there before session ended. So he just put out what he had. There's going to be a large number of amendments, likely a CS and likely also a House bill that's going to sort of mimic it. And we're going to see a lot of differences in what's in that bill right now.
Thank you. Other members and assembly matters? Assembly Member Powell?
This is something nice. It's been a busy couple of weeks for a lot of people. I attended the school spring concert and would like to go to Ms. Morris. I believe music is important to all around education. I'm glad to see that we have such a strong program for such a small community. They did an excellent job. I was really impressed with their singing, their playing, and everything. I ate lunch with my granddaughter, this was my wife, every day, and they had the Hooligan Reading Fair, and all she could talk about is how she got to ride on a fire truck with Jack's dad, Fire Chief Jordan Nunes. I appreciate all the first responders that did that. It was an awesome thing. The kids really loved it. And lastly, I attended Laura Davies' Keen Stories Film Festival last night. And if you haven't had a chance to watch any films, I recommend you do so. They were very impressive. It was a collection of stories about our community members, culture, careers, the environment, and the military. Kudos to Ms. Davies for giving our students and the community this opportunity. It's not slowing down. I have T-ball games, graduation later. I've got a granddaughter graduating. It makes me feel kind of old. For a small community, we have a lot of volunteers and people who go above and beyond to make sure we have a lot of events and opportunities. I'd also like to thank our manager for investing in students. They're running careers, that's the type of things that make a difference in students' lives. So I would like to thank Mason that you're taking him around and giving him opportunities. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other? Assembly Member Dalrymple.
Madam Mayor, I've
a thought, I guess, and I don't know if it should be here or later in the agenda, but I'd like the assembly just think about a consideration for the older top financing, that it be restricted to residents or not. I don't have a strong feeling on that, but I think we should at least consider it when we take it over.
Okay, thank you. Any other assembly business? Assembly member Otteson.
I would also really like to thank Public Works for some of the nice visual maintenance that you've been seeing around town, some of the bush clearings and the sidewalk right out here, the new gravel, and things like that around town. It's been really nice to see.
Thank you. Assembly member Robbins.
Yeah, just one more shout out to our police department and Chief Meek. Borough Manager stated, this has been a long, serious problem. My daughter was 4 the first time I had to tell her not to pick up needles in our neighborhood. So thank you for, if he's still here. But a big shout out to our police department and Chief Meek for what's been going on these last few months, because it's really nice to see that change as a community member, but also as a mom.
Thank you. Any other comments? All right, public, can you hear us all right? We'll speak loudly.
Mayor Gilbert, one thing is, are we good with opposing 161 as written?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Perfect. I'm trying to move the meeting along. All right, let's get back into rhythm here. 11A, page 122, assembly.
Yes.
That's under new business.
What's that?
Oh, it's you.
Yeah.
All right, 11A, ordinance number 1076 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 5.10.035, purchases and sales, and section 5.10.062, disposition of personal property for economic development purposes, to update the municipal code for consistency and based in part upon the recommendation and legal opinion of the borough attorney that sections of 5.10.035 and sections 5.10.062 are unconstitutional and not legally enforceable. This is a public hearing. Yes. So I will ask for an administrative report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this is mainly a housekeeping item. Voter authorization for any personal property in excess of $1 million was to be sought after per our charter. It is not constitutional or legally enforceable. And so at this, the attorney has recommended that we strip this out of our charter via ordinance. And this is the second reading of this item.
Okay. Public testimony. And Charity, this isn't the item you wanted to speak on, is it? Okay. Is there any public testimony on this item? All right, see none. Oh, DJ McConaughey, would you make sure that mic is turned on?
I think so.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, speak directly into the mic because they're having trouble hearing.
Okay.
Thank you.
So what does this consist of? So if we go to sell something over $1 million, what's the process now?
Do you want to answer that?
Yeah. So currently the charter, any disposition of personal property, this isn't land specific, requires voter ratification in the general election. However, per state statute, that's unconstitutional. The borough assembly cannot delegate or give away their appropriation capacity and acceptance of proceeds, and there should be no dollar threshold associated with it. So the best legal counsel, we've gotten this for a number of years as it relates to real property as well, but this is just advice from our legal counsel to strip it out. We don't have any intentions of selling personal property or why we're doing it now. It's just something that's more of a housekeeping item in case we do sell personal property and then strip this out at that point, because that would look really suspicious. So we don't want to do that.
So what would be an example of that? So what's a good example here that we could kind of...
If we sold a dump truck or a
belt freezer
belt freezer or garbage truck. If it were over $1 million, the charter and the old code said we had to go to the people to get their permission to sell that by vote, and that was ruled unconstitutional.
Okay, so if it doesn't have to go in front of the assembly, who's going to make that decision?
It does go in front of the assembly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the voters.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it. Thank you.
Good question. All right, I'm going to close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 1076.
Second. Okay, motion by Powell, second by Addison. Discussion. This is the second reading on this item. Any discussion, comments, questions? Okay, seeing none, poll vote please.
Assembly members Addison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Ward?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 11B, approval of moving forward with your request from Jaylene Liu to purchase borough-owned real property within Wrangell Town site, lots 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, and 9 of the subdivision plat block 54, according to plat number 68-81, zoned open space public, located behind the old Wrangell Medical Center, with the additional provisions of a 3-year time to build requirement and an access agreement contingency. I will ask for an administrative report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So in April, this was brought forth between the Planning and Zoning Commission on their April 10th meeting. They recommended for approval with certain conditions that are represented on that memo within your packet. Cheyenne Liu and Levi Miller requesting 6 lots adjacent to the old hospital, the old Wrangell Medical Center property. This is something we've seen before when we had a previous inquiry on the old Wrangell Medical Center itself. Administration is recommending approval to move forward for this sale. This isn't conveyance. This is just approval to move forward in the process for the 6 lots under the recommended motion, which is that there's a time to build provision added of 3 years, and that there's an acceptable access agreement that has come to mutually agreed to by both parties before proceeding any further. So the other thing that I would say is, from a zoning perspective, it looks kind of funny when the assembly is approving to move forward when planning and zoning hasn't rezoned the property for the intended use to the requester, which is multifamily. However, they have work sessioned on this before planning and zoning, and have expressed a commitment that they don't want any industrial activity at the old medical center vicinity and that whole subdivision. They are proponents of commercial and multifamily as an intended zoning use. So I think you, as a proxy, you're kind of not pre-approving the zoning, but you're under the understanding that if you do approve to move forward with this, that that is the direction that we will likely head. So in an effort not to be disingenuous and pass this and not provide them the zoning that they want, I just wanted to make you guys aware. This is 4 fourplexes on 6 different parcels with an access agreement, like I said, and a time to build provision.
I'll open the public hearing. And Charity Hummel, I believe this is the item you'd like to speak to.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Assembly. I'm Charity Hummel, 1404 Peninsula. Just to speak on this item, I just want to quickly say I'm really not for approving this. I was looking at the experience of the person that's proposing this, and it just doesn't seem like the right kind of fit. And then I do agree with some of the concerns that the Montoys have as well in that area. And so yeah, I just let you know.
Okay, thank you. Any other testimony on this item?
I have a question.
So, okay. Let me get Bernie Masson.
Go ahead.
I'll come over there and be ready then. I thought you were directing, I'm sorry.
Bernie Massey. Since I'm here, I find myself have to comment on all this stuff. So my biggest problem with you guys selling lots like that, everything you guys should sell should go up for bid with a minimum bid. That way the public knows it's what it is. Because I have no, you guys even sell that lot for $1 or $1 million, I don't know. And with the previous lots, I've heard in past times, you know, we're gonna sell this lot to this guy. What are you selling it for? I would, as a public person, I would like to know what you guys sell these lots to these people and put them in a bid. If somebody else wanted, then they could bid on it too. I just don't like individual sales, like, okay, he gets this. So that's my biggest problem with you guys selling lots. I want to know what it goes for, and I want a chance to bid on it if I want to. So, but that's it. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. And just to answer your question, we do have a code coming up that'll address that. Julie?
Kelly.
Kelly Decker, correct? Kelly,
yes. Decker. I just wanted to say that I agree with Bernie that having a solicited amount last time with the go-around was $850,000 to all of the public, which ruled it out for so many people right off the bat, and then suddenly this guy was being offered $250,000. The other thing that I would like to say is the traffic is a concern, not a giant one. I also want to be on the official record stating that I have no problem with building that area. I know I live right there, and you might think that I might oppose anything that comes that direction. That's not true. I have concern about how many buildings may be going through and what kind of traffic that causes a problem for. I don't have a problem with building up against Head Start. I enjoy that forest back there, but I can walk a little bit further and enjoy another forest. I'm wondering, you stated that this is just to move forward. What exactly does that mean? Does that mean that we're accepting a purchase agreement right now and signing a purchase agreement? No. What kind of details are we requiring from this gentleman? Because before, with the prior gentleman, he changed his version of things multiple different times of what his plan was to build there. There was not anything nailed down. It was just, well, I'm gonna do it this to this person, and then the next person he'd say he was going to build something else. The size changed many times, the unit numbers changed many times. So, and then we were going to give away all the properties in the back, let him pay for them up front, and then give him the money back afterwards. If we're going to move forward, if we're going to make these decisions, right now I don't have enough information really to make a really good informed decision. So that's where I'm at, is that I don't know whether I should oppose this or not based on the lack of information and how it went last time with it changing.
Madam Mayor, do you mind if I respond?
Go ahead.
So I don't want to conflate the two things. This isn't divestiture of the old medical center, although I wish it was. This is the six lots adjacent to the old medical center. It doesn't include that parcel.
Oh.
So just for clarification, but okay. I appreciate your comments. They're very well received. This is six lots. The last appraisal for these six lots was $316,800, if my memory serves me correctly. That was over a year ago. It'll be reappraised. I'm going to rub my crystal ball and say somewhere around the 330 range for the six lots. There will be a time to build recommendation in this motion, as well as an access agreement, because to the Montoy's point, there is some access concerns as it relates to the access of the easternmost two parcels, which is the school parking lot for the elementary school. So they've committed to engaging with us. And then you asked about the approval to move forward, and what does that mean? That means that after the assembly has concurred or wants to move forward, that we will order up survey and appraisal for these properties. We will negotiate a purchase and sale for conveyance. That'll be, if it needs to be surveyed, it'll be platted. That plat will be passed through planning and zoning, the assembly, and then it'll be conveyed at the final meeting. So that's in an effort not to do all that work and then find out that we don't have a serious buyer or something like that. But another point I would also make is to Bernie, the process is changing, hopefully tonight. We have some really great recommendations through feedback from the community that if there is, that it's going to uniform the process under Title 16 to where if there is public interest at the at the commission and boards level, could be for commission planning and zoning EDB. If there's ample interest, it will trigger the option for the assembly to put it out to public bid, and so that's an opportunity for us to realize that piece of engagement. But I will say that it has been communicated by this council for the last 3 years that borough properties for sale, we don't want to be in the land opening business, or land owning business, so.
So I just, yeah. That just brought up another question for me.
Sure.
So if it's not going to include the actual medical building, why aren't these lots just going up for sale just like the ones at Aldertop and going up for sale to everyone instead of just this particular person from somewhere else?
I think that's what we're going to solve tonight with
We're from Regal too, and there isn't a, I'm sorry, but I'm online and there isn't a place where I've raised my hand and we can't all sit here open. We can't do a public comment, and I'm just kind of curious with the Public Meetings Act, if there's like a time public comment, or if you're allowed to just sit there with the open dialogue.
Yes, and who is this?
This is Levi Miller.
Okay, Levi Miller, would you just hang on, because this is the time to speak to this item. So let me just answer this other question. The lots have always been for sale. Most notably after the Mr. Johnson's.
Okay.
Yeah, they've always been for sale. And what the assembly's been doing constantly is saying, public, go to our mapping system. If you're interested in any lots, approach planning and zoning or approach the clerk and inquire about that. And obviously, that then would start, if you're really serious, that would start the appraisal aspect of it. But because we listen to the public and the idea, like Mr. Masson was expressing, the idea of having land go on for public bid is the best interest of the city. And so that's what this new code is going to deal with.
Okay.
So. Yes, any other questions?
The last thing that I would like to say is that if it's not also including that medical center, that is even more buildings and roads to build in that smaller area that actually has this blocking of that parcel that you wouldn't be able to necessarily use to exit. You'd have to go either way. Whereas the other guy was going to potentially use the front. But so I could see that as an issue with the traffic potentially, or how much is going to be crammed back there. But I thank you very much for your time, and you answered my questions very well.
All right. Thank you for your comments. Mr. Miller, Levi Miller, would you like to speak to this, please?
Hey, yes. So am I answering some questions, or?
Well, we did have some questions that I promised I would get asked, and one question that keeps coming up is access to the property. Would you just quickly explain what your concept is so that the public has an idea?
Yes, so the concept is that the four lots on the four lots on the opposite side of the school.
Western side.
That's where we were planning to put the four detached fourplexes. Now, we had talked to Mason and seeing that we were working with the engineer on seeing if that would work with the footprint. And so we're not sure if we even were planning on needing to do the other two lots behind the school. In front of the school, but I know that Mason, we had talked about it, he said that we really would like to work out traffic plans for that area before we commit to anything, which Giant and I are completely okay with. As for, that property, I remember walking by there as a kid on the way to the HUD houses. You know, I used to play in that little lake right there and take things from the hospital, and we used to build little rafts on the lake. And so I think that, it definitely, there needs to be something done there. And I think that, Wrangell is indefinitely in need of affordable modern housing. You know, I think that the affordable housing there is kind of a little bit outdated, and it could really use some more modern housing downtown. And so that's what we're looking to provide.
All right, and so you're planning on purchasing the 6 lots, but building on 4 of them and using the other 2 lots?
As an overflow, like, okay. Storage, so we have plowing equipment, things like that for maintenancing and other things. I believe there is a Quonset Hut shop building already on one of the lots sitting over there, I believe. But yeah, so if we could get it done with the 4 lots, that's what we would like to do. And then use the other 2 lots as more of an overflow for maintenance equipment and stuff like that for the 16 plus.
And then the road into and out of your construction area, do you have any problem with that? Do you think that would be adequate?
I think that there would be adequate space, yes. But like I said, I'd really like to run it by, you know, this is just kind of so tentatively, we need to run it by the engineer and everything like that.
Okay. So. Okay. And we've got planning and zoning director. Do you have any questions before I close the comment section of this public hearing?
I think we need to close the public hearing part of it. And then if you have questions for the applicant and have more administrative.
Well,
just clarify something.
Yeah, go ahead and clarify something. I want to make sure that the audience has opportunity to ask questions.
We'll have Director Thomas provide an extension of my report after this, but Levi, I think this meeting has been mischaracterized for your sake a little bit. This is your chance to advocate for the proposal. By no means should we be asking you to negotiate your access agreement in public here, so apologies for that. And typically we don't ask for Q&A and exchanges like this, but we've been pretty gracious in doing that, I guess. So if you'd like to participate in the public hearing and advocate for your proposal, this would be that time. And then
yeah.
Director Thomas,
yeah.
Proceed.
Well, the thing is that we were more planning on June. I guess we were a little bit underprepared. I do have, it's not only me, but it's a lot of other people that would also like to make public comment on this. I wasn't quite sure that, I didn't know that today was the day that we were all going to be bringing public comment. My parents are also on their way back up to Wrangell right now. They're on the road. So I know that they also wanted to make public comment, and as to, you know, them being from Wrangell, my mom being born in Wrangell, and knowing the need for housing. So.
Okay, thank you. I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion. It should be on page 128.
Move to approve moving forward with the request from Jaylee Lou?
Cheyenne
Lou. Purchase borough owned real property within Wrangell Town site, lots 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, and 9, a subdivision plat 54, according to plat number 68-81, zoned open space public, located behind the old Wrangell Medical Center, with additional provision of a 3-year time to build requirement and an access agreement contingency.
Second.
Motion by Powell, second by Odison. Discussion. What questions does the assembly have?
I'd just like to make a couple comments here to clarify some things and create a little bit of structure to the dialogue, if you would allow me a couple minutes, Madam Mayor.
Yes.
So for one, I just want to highlight to folks that there are typically 3 different ways that the municipality can dispose of land. One is by application, one is by public auction or sale, and one is by exchange. And typically exchange is equal value for equal value land, and that's often between public entities at various levels of government. And so what we have before you tonight is an application to purchase these properties. Historically, planning and zoning in the municipality has wanted to reserve these 6 lots
for added value to the hospital. After a series of failed proposals and development plans at the hospital, we received this application. In a dream world, we'd have a pie in the sky, planned unit development, all the lots go together in one happy tied-up bow and gift for Christmas. But that hasn't happened, and we can keep dreaming, or we can take the opportunities and assess them and evaluate them as they come in. And I've spoken at length to Levi and Cheyenne about their proposal, and I just want to highlight to folks a little bit about the process. So once you submit your land application, depending on what type of proposal it is, if you're going for full value, it's evaluated by planning and zoning. If it's tidelands, you add port commission to it. And if you're asking for the land for less than market value, then it goes to the Economic Development Board, and there should be greater public benefit from that. The Millers are asking for this land at full value, so they're going through the process just as if anyone else would in the public, and anyone else who has already received land by application, excuse me. So planning and zoning reviewed this. They made a recommendation to the Borough Assembly to approve sale of these lots. This review by the Assembly is the initial review, notice to proceed or approval to proceed. And then, as Mason said, yes, there will still be a survey if necessary, as well as an appraisal. The Millers and Lou also know that this is the first step. They still will be required to submit a site development plan, and that site development plan is obligated or regulated by the zoning development standards. So they're still going to have to meet setbacks, they're still going to have to meet density requirements for minimum open spaces and lot coverage, they're still going to have to be able to provide off-street parking. And that site plan is going to be reviewed by my office, and it will also go through the building official. And because it's a commercial building for rent, for a multifamily, it will also have fire marshal review because it's a commercial building. So this is not approving the development plan. It doesn't mean that there's going to be immediately 16, 24, however many units there. Wayne Johnson was in the same process under a different proposal. His was for economic value at less than market rates. So just wanted to highlight those things. We'll still have to negotiate with Cheyenne and Levi for all sorts of things related to the purchase and sale agreement. And then after that is executed, we'll still have to go through the site and development plan review at the planning and zoning level. So there are some considerable development requirements that they'll be obligated to.
Thank you.
Also, Mayor, there is also another opportunity if somebody wants to protest to do so. This is being published in the newspaper 3 times with 1 extra week after the final publication for anybody that wishes to protest this sale to do so by June 9th. To me.
Thank you. Any comments or questions, Assembly Member Powell?
Just for the public, who pays for all the appraisals and stuff when you do this?
The purchaser.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
They pay for the advertising too.
And survey.
Okay.
All the associated fees. Any other comments or questions? Assembly Member Mock?
Yeah, I think something like this brings to point that setting up a PUD is very important. So I'd ask that be kind of conveyed to the planning and zoning that that's something that would make this whole process very, very more efficient. I also think that, you know, what the public has brought up about traffic, it is a very small street, and to potentially have 32 cars going every day is something that should be considered, so I appreciate their comment on that. So that being said, I think it's very important to potentially see a layout of how this would all come together. You know, I saw pictures in the agenda packet of kind of townhouse style fourplexes, which would make a big difference as opposed to traditional with outside parking, things like that. So, you know, if it's to the benefit to wait a week and have Levi or and Cheyenne bring those things to us, to the public, it may be worth it, but just want to put that out there.
Thank you. All right, any other comments or questions? I'm going to call for the vote. Poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item C, Assembly, page 138, approval of moving forward and approval of the purchase and sales agreement with William Tonsgaard of Tideland Construction Limited Liability Corporation to purchase borough-owned real property and Tideline lands identified as a portion of the 6 Mile Mill Site area for economic development purposes. I'm going to ask for an administrative report, and Assembly, you have the contract in front of you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this has been a much anticipated item, divestiture of approximately 9 acres of the 42-acre Deepwater Port. There's been a lot of board and commission review and recommendations for both the Port Commission, the Planning and Zoning Commission, and the EDB recommended pursuing the sale. This is something that has now arrived at the council. We've been negotiating a purchase and sale agreement for some time now, particularly 9 different drafts, and that's why you have a new one right in front of you today. I want to go over some of the changes after I give just a brief overview of what this really says. So we are looking at conveying this purchase and sale agreement is conditional upon a variety of activities. We are not exchanging the property for consideration in cash. We are exchanging the property or transferring our interests for consideration in services. Those services are dictated on Exhibit A. I think there's 12 items or activities that are going to take place if approved. Those activities are a massive cleanup of the 6 Mile Mill site or the Deepwater Port here in Wrangell. I would go ahead and list some of those off just for the listening public in case they didn't get a chance to review, but it's removal of the sawdust pile, it's clearing of all the alders and the brush, removal of the log boom sticks, removal of the miscellaneous ground debris, removal of concrete footings and foundations, interior demolition of the shipping and receiving building, demolition of 2 middle structures, disposal of the generated and associated fluids that are out there at the mill site, disposal of all abandoned heavy equipment and vehicles, disposal of down electrical lines, site grading with no ground disturbance, and surface approach to a potential landing for passenger traffic, good freight movement, a variety of different activities that would serve us well. Those activities, if bidded out, we would estimate far in excess of what the consideration of land we're providing them for the 9 acres. They estimate these value of the services to be consistent with exchange of the land. General proxy amount is $880,000 for the 9 acres. This is what we've agreed upon so far. It also includes acceptance of all metal scrap from our Wrangell transfer station. That's Exhibit B. There's an agreement that accompanies this. So we obviously spend a lot of money shipping a lot of our scrap off island. That doesn't mean Public Works retains the right to recycle copper and aluminum and scrap metals that are valuable. We can continue to do that. But they have accepted cars and a lot of steel products and things that we don't necessarily recycle. And that's been a value add to our community. There's been a lot of abandoned vehicles that have been scrapped through Mr. Tonsgaard and his son, Will Tonsgaard, who I believe are on the line. I'm going to speak to that here in a moment. So consideration is done in services, both exhibited by A and B. There is several closing deliverables that we require of them. It's an execution of the Exhibit B in the agreement. It's an execution of and performance obligation to complete the services dictated in Exhibit A that I just read. It is a signing of an access and utility easement agreement related exclusively to the southern entrance that will go from Somovia Highway directly to the property, and that must be executed and recorded. They've agreed to a stormwater management plan acceptable to us. We have to still create that plan. That's a condition of closing, and any other documents reasonably required for closing. So those are some of the deliverables. It also is conditional on survey. We're selling approximately 9 acres, which is a weird thing to put in a purchase and sale agreement, but we will be going to survey that site with them and ensuring that it's mutually agreed upon. And so that plat will be approved through planning and zoning and then through the council and then onward as part of this purchase and sale agreement. The reason we're bringing this purchase and sale agreement in advance of the normal process, a little unconventional to do it, is we'd like to get these services rendered as soon as possible. We don't have a sellable product at the mill property right now. We have 40 acres of kind of a mess. And so we want to do these activities so we're able to market opportunities. There are several opportunities from a timber perspective, from a marine haul out perspective, from an energy perspective that are upon us. Those haven't been public yet, but there's opportunities that seemingly have a chance here in Wrangell if we have a clean property to work with. And so time is of the essence. The property is communicated to be as is, whereas all environmental concerns have been disclosed to this prospective purchaser, Mr. Tonsgaard. We did sign a PPA for the property back in 2023 with Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. The property, we just had discussions today with DEC. The property is closed out from an environmental perspective, so they will not require or allow the prospective purchaser to engage in a prospective purchaser's agreement, which limits our liability, particularly if we execute an EA1, Environmental Assessment 1, and Environmental Assessment 2. So because we signed that agreement, we're still bound to do that to achieve our limited liability of $50,000 remediation for the existing property. That is not of a concern for the purchaser, and that agreement is also within the packet in your electronic version. I think I'll stop there and allow for Mr. Tonsgaard to speak when you open the public hearing.
Before that happens, what's for the public, what's the difference with the latest version of the contract and the one that was published in our agenda?
Okay. I kind of conflated or combined the two, but several amendments. We can't have any ground disturbance activities happening out there, so that was one of the amendments. There are several conditions to closing that needed to be substantiated in the agreement regarding survey, utility easements, access agreements. We don't want them to use the access of the property that we currently have. We want them to use the access that they build that will be substantiated by an easement. We worked on Exhibit B and the timeliness of if they don't achieve title. If they don't achieve title, we're not going to require them to dispose of our municipal scrap metal for more than a year. So if they don't achieve title, we're not going to say you still have to do that for 10 years. Another thing that was debated is if they have waived the right for remedy under consideration of performance of services. So if they get halfway through or 95% away through the work performed, they can't come to us and say we want payment because something happened and they didn't receive title. Say for example, they weren't willing to do an easement agreement anymore and they completed 95% of the services in Exhibit A, we would not have to pay them for those services. They've agreed to doing that. We've approached this in a manner of good faith. We have confidence that they will fulfill their obligations and we are not going to inhibit them from doing them. So those are the biggest changes.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to open it up to public testimony. And Mr. Tonsgaard, is he here?
He's on the line.
On the line. Mr. Tonsgaard?
He's muted.
Yes,
there
ma'am.
There he is.
Thank you. Would you like to speak to this item?
Sure, I can't hear very well from my end, but I'm just happy to have the opportunity to, you know, provide the City of Wrangell this proposal and the opportunity to get the mill site cleaned up. We're excited to kind of base ourselves out of Wrangell as, you know, at the end of this. We're ready to go, is all I can say.
Thank you. Did you have a question?
Will, do you want to explain to the public what you plan on doing with the site, the 9 acres? Obviously, you guys have been doing some scrap metal recycling, but you do other construction activities abroad in Southeast Alaska, varying from road construction to rock work to municipal projects. And you've floated a barge haul out proposal as well. So do you want to speak to some of the activities that you plan on doing and bringing to this community?
Sure. As I've explained before, we're a construction contractor, sister company to Channel Construction. We specialize in, you know, aggregate production. We crush for Kinston Mine and CECON and others of U.S. government. and we've crushed all over Southeast Alaska. We're branching out, you know, into, you know, smaller scale construction projects. Channel, you know, did quite a bit of that work before, and we've kind of scaled down to, you know, kind of crushing and scrap metal recycling. And now we're kind of getting back into the construction projects again. So those are all things we are doing. We're working our way up, you know, bigger and bigger projects, construction wise. As far as the mill site and future operations there, we long-term would like to, and as far as economic development in Wrangell, we'd like to have, you know, develop a scrapyard similar to what we have in Juneau or Skookum, employing, you know, 2 to 3 employees, and have something kind of open to where we can sort the scrap for like our barge hauls, some other development that we would like to discuss further with Wrangell is the potential for a barge haulout facility. We think that with everything kind of going on with the ship, the haulout in Ketchikan, we think this is a pretty good opportunity for Wrangell to kind of move that direction. And we have a lot of ideas, and we have a lot of, you know, most of the capability to do it. So there's some exciting opportunities for Wrangell, I think, at that site that we can definitely be part of and help establish.
Thank you, Mr. Tonsgaard. Is there any other testimony from the room? Okay, seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Move to approve moving forward an approval of the purchase and sales agreement with William Tonsgaard of Tideline Construction LLC to purchase borough-owned real property and tidelands identified as a portion of the 6 Mile Mill site area for economic development purposes.
Second.
All right. Motion by Robin, second by Powell. Any discussion? This is a good thing. Seeing none, no discussion, poll vote please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Assembly, it's 8:50. Do you need a break? 5 minute break? Okay, 5 minute break.
Mr. Miller and Mr. Tonsgaard, you can sign off if you like.